Mishnah Hey, Mishyash Lo Oichem Rubim, somebody who has lots of eaters, meaning let's say he's got a very large family, for example, so lots of people who need meat, but on a chos of muatim, his possessions are minimal. He is not wealthy. So when it comes to the different karbonos which are bought on Yom Tov, where should his priorities be? What should he spend more on? So the Mishnah says, of course, maybe Shalomim Rubim. He should bring lots of karbonos Shalomim, like the Shane Chagiga, so that there is enough for everybody to eat. The Olas Muatos, but he can bring the minimum amount for the Olas Re'iyah, which, depending on Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, is either one silver ma'ah or two silver ma'ah. But he should spend the most on what he can eat, since he has limited funds. Now, what happens if it's the opposite? Nechosim Rubim Ve'Oichim Muatin, if he has lots of possessions, he's very wealthy, but not a lot of people eating with him. So in that case, maybe Olas Merubos, he should bring lots of Karbonos Ola, which are worth more, because the Karbon Ola is burnt totally on the Mizbeach, and it's not eaten. Ushalom Muatin, and not many Karbonos Shalomim Shalmei Chagiga, since there aren't many people who are going to be able to eat all of it. Zevozemuot, what happens if he doesn't have a lot of people eating with him and he doesn't have a lot of possessions? Al Zenemar, about that it is said, Mo'o Kesef Ushtei Kesef. He has to spend one silver coin on either an Ulas Re'iyah or Shalmei Chagiga or Ushtei Kesef, and two silver coins on Shalmei Chagiga or Ulas Re'iyah, again depending on Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, which one he should spend more on. Zevozemarubim, if he has a lot of possessions and a lot of people eating with him, then Al Zenemar, about this the Pasuk says, Ish Kemat Nas Yadoi Kevrikas Hashem Elokecha Shenosan Loch. Each man according to the gift of his hand, according to how much Hashem has blessed him with and given to you, you should using your means, since you are able to bring a lot of karbonos, you should bring a lot of karbonos Ola and a lot of karbonos Shalomim in order to show your gratitude to Hashem and to do what you can to increase in this mitzvah.